variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, the host of this show every week, but also the novelist, the author, the teacher, the educator, the wife, the mother, the dancer, a little bit of everything, a Renaissance woman for sure. Melissa Itell Duran, again, is the host each and every week. We want everyone to go to iHeartRadio.com and binge listen to everything that we're doing and, you know, a whole bunch of other places too. And soon, radio.com. And I will let you know when that it's available there, but all these other places as well. But Melissa Itell Duran, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Bernie Sanders is not going to let a little heart stint stop him from competing on October 15th. He's a champion. He's got the heart of a champion and a stint to help it move along. What happened exactly?
Well, he was complaining. Well, I don't know if he was complaining, but he was in Las Vegas. I think they all were in Las Vegas on Tuesday. There was some kind of forum going on. And most of them were there, but he was there anyway, and he did something unusual. He asked for a chair. He never sits down when he's addressing crowds, and this time he asked for a chair because he was feeling chest pains. And he was rushed to the Las Vegas hospital, and they discovered a clogged artery, and they performed what we still call an angioplast, in which the surgeon put a stent to open that artery. So it's not an uncommon operation. It's a fairly common operation. It's not as serious as bypass surgery.
No.
But then, you know, thank God. But it does raise some questions about his ability to carry on, given his new health concern and his age. He's going to be 80. He would be 80 if he were elected. He would be about 80, close to 80 years old. And now this does bring up questions about, you know, what's next with him, and is it possible that Elizabeth Warren will benefit the most from this?
Yeah. Well, I had 5 stents. Did you know that? I had 5.
Oh,
stents.
I didn't know there were 5.
Yeah.
Oh,
all in one shot. I got them at 50 too.
Yeah, which is very young.
Yeah, and the doctor said, look, he said there are arteries made of steel and there are veins made of steel. Your veins are made of, and he used the S word. He said you got terribly thin arteries and everything else. So we got to put some stents in there or whatever. Yeah, so it's not that serious. And he looks like he's in pretty good shape. But he is 30 years older than me, or roughly 30 years older than me. And you know, he's got to watch what he's doing there. And I guess they all do.
Right.
But, yeah, I think people might take pause and they might say, you know, Elizabeth has basically the same feelings on our issues. And this is for the people in that. Right. I mean, how much different is her stance on most things and Bernie Sanders' stance? I imagine it's, you say tomato,
pretty
I say tomato. And
and
it's pretty similar. But anyway, I think that a lot of people, because of that issue, might say, well, we don't want a president that could die on us. And let's go with Elizabeth. She seems pretty good.
Well, she's, you know, don't forget she's younger. She's 70.
Yeah. She's a spring chicken.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she acts like she is.
Yeah.
But she is the closest to him philosophically. And she would have a lot to gain, if his campaign starts to, you know, go south. And while I don't think we should cast an aspersion on Bernie because he had an angioplast. I think it's good they caught it. You know, you have to face facts that that's very common for that to occur when someone is, you know, at that age. And the rigors of campaigning, can you imagine what that must be like? I mean, that's really tough. That is not just draining physically, but mentally and emotionally. It's not for the light of the lighthearted.
No, definitely not. No, I hear you, and it's interesting. But thank you, God, there's a young gal waiting to take over who's got the similar leftist views as Bernie. So, you know, those that are coming from the left and those that would like to see socialism make some progress and reemerge, whatever they have, they have a choice. And I'm not making fun, but the truth of the matter is they are both kind of socialistic, right? I mean, I don't think he apologizes about it. He says it. He uses the word, does he not?
Yeah, they're both very progressive. I mean, he's more he's out in the open about how socialist he is. You know, there was some, you know, some people will joke, oh, it's Bernie, commie Vermont, instead of D Vermont, commie Vermont.
Well, listen, it's going to be. You know, I'm going to applaud him for getting out there so quickly after the stint and all of that, and I'm going to applaud him for that. Whether I agree with him or not on certain things, he's a trooper. Bernie's showing some toughness at 79 years old. And again, Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, you're listening to the Melissa Itell Joran Show. Go to melissaiteljoran.com. Watch the documentary, and we'll let you know about a new one coming out in it. Melissa talks about more broader issues, and I'll tell you what, both are terrific. She's terrific, as always. But
thank
Melissa,
you.
iteljoran.com is where you can go to start checking that out. But again, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, are they the closest related as you could see of any of the candidates, or are there others that you would group together like these two? I mean, are we at the point where we could start categorizing them and saying that these two are basically giving the same message? Because really, if one of them dropped out, the other might pick up most of those votes. So in other words, if Bernie dropped out, Elizabeth Warren may get that, you know, whatever it is, 16% of the vote, and she'd blow away.
She'll get that boost. She'll get that boost, and his supporters will probably flock to her because she's the next in line. She's the heir apparent to, the Byrne. You know?
Yeah. Feel the Warren.
Feel the Warren. Right. Right. And she's got a plan for everything, and she's very energetic, and she may be 70, but she's a very young 70, and she can run up and, you know, she can run with the best, you know.
Well, again, the other thing she does for those who aren't fond of Hillary, and there are those out there, believe it or not, who aren't fond of Hillary. I know it's hard to believe, but there are some that are not fond of Hillary. And Hillary is kept out of the race by all means by Elizabeth Warren. Am I right? I was saying at one point maybe it's Joe Biden that keeps her out, but it's really Elizabeth Warren. Like, why would you? I mean, the Democratic women would say, Hillary, you're for women, you're pro women. Why would you stop this woman from being president? You tried, you failed, and now Elizabeth Warren's here, and she's going to be there. Am I right? Right? Hillary is not going to get in while Elizabeth Warren's there. It would be political suicide. Which, by the way,
I don't think they would want her. I think she would be an intrusion. But, you know, that doesn't mean that she's not thinking about coming in. She's, you know, as I said, you know, she's there. She's waiting in the wings. She's got her whole little speech and her campaign slogan all ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, should Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden get food tasters, do you think? And maybe those automatic car starters? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She would never do anything.
She may already have that. You know.
Yeah, I'm joking. If Hillary's listening, you know, we're joking. We know. Yeah,
but we don't mean any harm by that.
She is pretty hungry though, for that. You know, that's. Listen. I see her emerging. Right, she's emerged on a couple talk shows recently, and that's a departure from where she was. I think she was pretty quiet for a little while. Hillary, that is.
Yeah, yes, but she has. I mean, she was on Colbert with her daughter. You know, they're hawking a new book.
Yeah,
it's called Gutsy Women, I don't know what it's called, but it's a book that she and her daughter co-authored. So they've been making the rounds of the talk shows. They're probably gonna have a book tour soon.
Does Chelsea have that lean and hungry look in her eyes, as Shakespeare once said? Does she look like she might want to take a run one day?
Chelsea?
Yeah.
I wouldn't write her off. Not now. Give her 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, how old is
she? She's, what is she, 39?
Yeah, so you give it to 49. Yeah, I mean, if she's not in
by
49.
Yeah, her children will be a little older. She had just had a baby in July, her third.
Wow. Okay, so she's enjoying motherhood. She must be, right? She had a third.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary sounds like she's enjoying her grandchildren, but I don't know if she's enjoying them quite as much as she would enjoy taking that oath, putting that hand on that Bible on Inauguration Day and sticking it in the right hand in the ear, in the air, I should say. But, yeah, I don't know that she's ever gotten over watching Donald Trump do that at her expense.
Mm-hmm.
And, the other thing is, and again, we need a whole show to talk about it, but they did, continue to beat him up, and the Robert De Niro's and the Alec Baldwin's of the world are beating up President Trump. But I think the right wing are shooting back and saying, well, listen, Robert De Niro has just been, I don't know if you heard this, but he has just mm-hmm. been outed as
yeah.
harassing a woman, and
right.
it's on tape. Did you hear anything about this?
Yes. It was his personal assistant, and he left a phone message. She's suing him, and this was already aired. Actually heard it this morning, and he was cursing her out, and you're irresponsible, and you're blank, 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 and whatever. And I'm not surprised. He, given his character, the way he acts at reward shows, his speeches that are laced with all kinds of four-letter words. I'm not, and he's also recently divorced. I'm not surprised, He doesn't seem like the most couth person on walking around.
Yeah, but what does it do? And I don't know if we brought this up last week. And again, not to get into this too much, I want to jump back to Bernie. But if you're listening or you're just joining us, MelissaIteljorn.com is a great place to go. And you're listening to Melissa and me, Frank McKay, and talking a little bit about Bernie Sanders' stints, but we kind of got sidetracked here a little bit on De Niro. I do want to mention something about Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, I recently watched his roast on Comedy Central. Did you see that?
No, I may have, in passing, but not long enough to really comment about it.
Well, let me just say this. They got up there and they're brutal, like drunken frat boys, and everything's on the
mm-hmm.
table. And
yeah, of course.
And and they're talking about, you said this to your 14-year-old daughter or your 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Pig.
Right. She was in the audience, wasn't she?
Yeah.
His now-grown daughter.
I didn't see her. I didn't see her expressions. I didn't see if they flashed to her, but I was just listening to some of it. And my mm-hmm. thoughts were this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he can take a joke. He can he can stand up there and take a punch and be made fun of about this. But what about the reminder that he said all of that to his daughter, which was disgusting mm-hmm. to say? I've never said anything like that to a woman. And, I guess to anybody. But, I mean, to say that to a 10-year-old kid, to a 10-year-old daughter, impressionable and her mind is
right.
like a sponge,
right.
to leave a message like that. That angry
right.
message, it just terrible. So, okay, you could take a joke and you could take the fact that you're being picked on about it and you could laugh and whatever. But what about her? What about, mm-hmm. Her friends and other people?
Right.
Yeah.
Her feelings.
Yeah. Quick thought on that. And again, we'd need a whole show to talk about all that. But
I know. Oh, my God. You could put, you need a
series.
An analyst couch
right.
for, yeah, no. I mean, that's, His walk of shame, bad parenting moment. I mean, very abusive. And you could tell the girl's caught in the middle of what I think was a very bad divorce between him and his
Kim
ex-wife.
Basinger.
Yes. And I think the girl took a beating for that. And most fathers, and you have a daughter, I'm sure you're over the moon with her and she's the apple of your eye. Most fathers are just, they're so, they're so proud of their daughters. They may spoil their daughters even if they have a couple of sons, and you just don't you don't put on your boxer gloves when you're dealing with your daughter.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah,
I've never talked like that to one of my sons. It's a different
world.
But really
oh,
terrible.
God.
But anyway, back to Bernie. We don't know that Bernie has ever done anything like that, right? We haven't heard Bernie say that, unless he's talking about President Trump. He's been pretty kind, or corporate. He doesn't like corporate types, and folks like that.
No, evidently he doesn't. No. Even though he is a multimillionaire now.
Yep.
Because doing pretty well. He'll tell you. Well, if you write a bestseller, you too can have two homes, brand new homes.
Yeah. So I mean, socialism.
He earned it.
Socialism works, especially in
it
the
works
Sanders
for him.
Home. Yeah.
It worked for Bernie.
He's a multimillionaire.
It can work for you.
Yeah, it can work for you. I mean, if you're out there and you're one of those 99%ers, hey, you have something to aspire to, because Bernie's one of those 1%ers now that he complained about and that you guys protested. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't go protesting all of them. Say, we're against all the 1%ers, except for Bernie, except for him, and Alec Baldwin. We're not against him either, you know. But anyway, the Bernie train still moves on, stint and all. He's just got a little help in one of his arteries. It's only one, right? Only one artery?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
So October 15th, you know what we're going to be hearing about? We're going to be hearing about impeachment. You know, this guy's bad. We're going to hear about it. This is going to be the Trump debate more than any debate that we've ever seen from the Democrats. This is going to be all about how disgraceful is he, you know, Ukraine. We're not going to hear them going after each other the way they have. They will. Don't get me wrong. They will. But we're going to hear more about this is you're not being tough enough on the president. He's got to resign. How many people are going to stand up there and say, I want the president to resign right now? I think Beto has already asked him to resign, has he not?
Oh, I'm sure Beto wants everything. He probably wants the Secret Service to surrender their guns.
Right. That's right.
we're coming to take your guns, Secret Service. Yeah. You don't need them.
Yeah, we're going to give you these feathers, and if anybody comes near the president, you just tickle them to death, and they'll stop. You just ask them nicely. But yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Beto, I believe, is the only one that has said Trump has got to resign. He said it. By the way, Beto, there was a whole piece on him cursing. And you remember, we brought it up on this show, and I think we brought it up before anybody. And, you know, about this being a strategy and moving up. Do you see Beto moving up in the polls?
I don't know. I know he's doing all kinds of things, saying all kinds of things because he is desperate. I don't know if he's going to break that second tier, third tier, you know, glass ceiling, unless somebody, whoever the nominee is, decides to make him the VP person.
Yeah, right. And that could be. He could be the Biden of this year, of 2020, you know, like Biden was picked by Obama and whatever. But, yeah, I think I don't think his numbers have improved that much. Maybe he's got to learn some new curse words. Maybe he's got to say them a little differently. Maybe he's got to start talking to his millennial bros and pals and whatever, you know, they are. And you know, maybe he's got to get some tips from them because, I don't know, they're not traveling well. They're not traveling with him. And he's got to curse better or something. But
jump up and down on some tables. Maybe actually break the tables which he's jumping on.
That's right. Well, October 15th is going to be a big subject. We got about a minute left. MelissaEiteljuren.com, and go binge listen to everything that we've done here over the years at iHeartRadio.com. And again, MelissaEiteljuren.com is where you can watch the documentary. Frank McKay here with Melissa Eiteljuren. I got about a minute left. Final thoughts on Bernie coming back. This is courageous. This is like a Rocky moment. I predict that they all give him a big hand, right? Even the candidates, other candidates are going to give him a big hand because he's getting up there.
Oh, yeah, yes, they will. And they all tweeted out, you know, get well, Bernie. We miss you. And you know, Elizabeth Warren's was Bruce, meaning her husband, and team and I and Team Warren all wish you well and miss you.
You kind of depersonalize it when you put the Team Warren part in there, you know.
Yeah, but she did mention her husband.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Why wouldn't she?
I don't know. I guess you think her husband is that chummy with with Bernie Sanders and
I don't know.
His wife.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe to point out, I've got a husband. Because, you know, he's kind of overshadowed by her.
Yes, we never see him. We never see him with her. We saw him at, when she declared her candidacy, he was on the podium. And this, by the way, he doesn't share her last name. This is the second husband.
Ah, I got you.
But he's been with her. They've been married for about 40 years. So, you know, that means something. So
interesting. Mr. Pocahontas.
Yeah. Mr. Pocahontas,
yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so October 15th, we'll see what's coming up. Melissa, any last thoughts?
Speedy recovery to Bernie, and we'll see where, you know, what transpires, how he does. I think they have put the campaign on hold for the moment, and we'll see where the polls take us, and, you know, we have to see what unravels with Biden and his son and the whole Ukrainian situation.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, as always. Mm-hmm. But, Melissa, I know you're joining me and thanking everyone for listening each and every week.
Yes, absolutely.
And, again, iHeartRadio.com is the best place to go there. And MelissaEiteljuran.com for the documentary. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on the Melissa Itell Juran Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Juran and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.